From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan, new efforts to root out the forces of Osama bin Laden and the Taliban are taking shape. An American soldier working with anti-Taliban fighters was wounded today, reportedly outside Kandahar. U.S. Central Command says he is in stable condition. Elsewhere, hundreds of Afghan fighters are moving into the White Mountains south of Jalalabad, where Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. One brief clash has already been reported. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Jalalabad's security chief says between 1,500 and 2,000 Afghan tribesmen are on their way to Tora Bora, a mountain hideout south of the city where the U.S. believes top Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding. There are reports of U.S. helicopters ferrying special forces to Jalalabad to join in the search. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld offered no details today, but the U.S. continues to drop leaflets in the area, advertising the $25 million bounty on Osama bin Laden's head.
We have been actively encouraging Afghan elements to seek out and find the Al-Qaeda and Taliban leadership that we hope to capture and stop from executing terrorist acts around the world. There is no question but that at various parts of the country, people have responded to that interest on our part.
Tribal leaders in the Tora Bora area may be anxious to rid the caves of any Al-Qaeda leaders, if only to stop their region from being a target of U.S. airstrikes. American warplanes have waged an intensive bombing campaign against tunnels and caves in the area. While the Pentagon says all of its bombs have struck legitimate military targets, there are persistent reports of civilian casualties. Secretary Rumsfeld says the U.S. mourns every civilian death, but adds the Taliban and Al-Qaeda bear responsibility for any innocent lives lost. He insists the U.S. military is not avoiding an account of civilian deaths in Afghanistan, but he notes how hard it's been to get an accurate figure, even in New York City, after the terrorist attacks of September 11th.
And if we cannot know for certain how many people were killed in Lower Manhattan, where we have full access to the site, and no enemy propaganda to confuse the situation, one ought to be sensitive to how difficult it is to know with certainty in real time what may have happened in any given situation in Afghanistan, where we lack access and we're dealing with world-class liars.
As anti-Taliban fighters join the manhunt in the eastern mountains near Jalalabad, other opposition forces are keeping the pressure on the southern city of Kandahar. The remaining Taliban forces there are being squeezed from two sides by Pashtun tribal fighters. If those fighters are successful, Rumsfeld says, the U.S. Marines, now stationed at a desert airstrip southwest of Kandahar, may not be needed for an assault on the city.
We're not going to rule out anything, but we don't have any plans at the present time to be using U.S. forces in that way.
The Marines are becoming more aggressive, however, as their numbers grow, patrolling deeper into the desert around their base. A spokesman says the Marines have not encountered any Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters in more than a week. In the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, there are reports that at least two more of the Taliban fighters found alive after last week's bloody prison uprising may be American. Secretary Rumsfeld says he's heard those reports but cannot confirm the men's nationalities. Asked what will happen to the man identified as American John Walker, Rumsfeld says his fate will be decided in good time.
We found a person who says he's an American with an AK-47 in a prison with a bunch of Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. You can be certain he will have all the rights he is due.
For now, the man Walker's parents have identified as their son is in the hands of the U.S. military and is getting medical attention for his injuries. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.